Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
I am your host, Trebuchet, alongside many wonderful people. I have Chad Showtime Schultz directly to my left over here. How's it going?
It's going great, man. Thank you. Happy to be here. I'm super pumped about new format, doing this a little more frequently.
Absolutely. Every Saturday, coming at you live in your ear hole. To his left, we got Brooke the Bruiser in the house. How's it going?
Good. And yourself?
I am doing just hunky-dory.
Awesome.
Hunky-dory. That's what we're going with here. And to her left, because we're just going in a circle to the left kind of thing here, the one, the only, Cody Goads.
Thank you.
You're clapping for yourself.
Clapping for myself.
Wow. That's very, very pro wrestling of you. So we're all doing well and hunky-dory and good and stuff like that. So that's good. So let's just jump right into this because it's Royal Rumble season. This episode, we're going to start with the topic of Battle Royals. And, I don't know, for those of you that don't know, a Battle Royal is, the rules are, guys come into the ring periodically, usually in, like, 2-minute intervals.
90 seconds to 2 minutes.
Depending on who's running it. And then, once you're in the ring, to get eliminated, you have to be thrown over the top rope, and both feet touch the floor. And, the Royal Rumble is a 30-man one traditionally, like you were telling me the other day.
First Royal Rumble was 20 men.
Yep.
2011 was 40.
Yep, that one Alberto Del Rio won.
He sure did.
Yeah. Keeping score at home, Hacksaw Jim Duggan won the first one, just because we're throwing the facts out there, too.
Fun fact, the 2011 Royal Rumble is considered to be the longest match in modern pro wrestling history.
Oh, that's awesome.
I want to say 1 hour, 50-some minutes, I believe, is the time.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. And, we're going to throw out numbers out there, too, to you guys.
This is more of a math podcast than a wrestling podcast.
This time. Math and science. And, Battle Royals are real game changers here because the Royal Rumble, traditionally, the winner goes on to main event WrestleMania. But in the past, the WWE Championship has been on the line for the Royal Rumble. I believe Triple H was the last person to win the Royal Rumble when that occurred.
Yes.
And did Flair do it, too?
Flair, yes. The vacant world title was on
the Flair. Woo! Gotta throw some moves out there, just because, hashtag Ric Flair is like that. But I love Battle Royals, because, like I said, they're game changers. Like, when a champion gets hurt, and they throw a Battle Royal at me, I just lose my mind. Like, when they used to do it on SmackDown a lot, I feel like, back in the day. Like, the champion would get hurt, and they're like, all right, let's throw
it. There was a, from, 2002 to, 2006, there was a lot of Battle Royals on SmackDown.
I absolutely love it, because guys that wouldn't normally get a shot at the WWE Championship at least get a, quote, shot at it. There's, a 0.1% chance they're ever going to win this match.
SmackDown actually had one of the few non-televised Rumbles when Chris Benoit won the Rumble in 2003, I believe. He went from SmackDown to Raw.
Mm-hmm.
The general manager said, "All right, we need a challenger for the WWE title."
Yeah.
So all the 15 SmackDown superstars that were in the 30-man Rumble, we're gonna do a 15-man Rumble on SmackDown.
Really? So the number one contender was based on an untelevised thing,
a televised but not in pay-per-view Rumble on SmackDown. I'm trying to think who won it.
I'm gonna say that sounds like a Teddy Long move.
No, it was pre Teddy Long. I want to say it was actually
Heyman.
I think it was Heyman. I think it was between Heyman. I don't think Kurt was. I think it was right before Kurt became SmackDown GM.
Okay. Well, wrestling nerds, you can feel free to comment below if.
Absolutely. Correct us if we're wrong, and we very well could be.
But I'm never wrong. We all know that.
Yeah, well.
But, all right, let's talk about our favorite winners of the Royal Rumble since we're here. My favorite. You brought up already was the Chris Benoit one, because I never expected him to win that thing.
No, he was definitely, they barely presented him before that as, even a contender.
I know. Moment. And then, just for him to win it was,
from
like,
number
amazing.
One, in fact, he was...
Ran the gauntlet.
Yeah, he was... I think he holds the second longest time in a Rumble, right behind Mysterio.
Yeah, Mysterio was in there. He won it, too.
He won it one as well.
Another one of my favorites. Mysterio's a big underdog, but he was already presented as...
Yeah, he was pretty heavily featured as, a contender before that Rumble, too. He was Rey Mysterio, he could do it.
Yeah.
he got the post Eddie, you know, yeah, kind of push.
Yep, he got that. Chavo got that.
Yeah, I think Mysterio is the longest man in a Rumble by, I think, like 1 minute behind Chris Benoit.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, and if you're in the Royal Rumble for a really long time, I'm gonna love you. Like, you're gonna be awesome. Like Kofi Kingston, Chris Jericho, Shawn Michaels also won it from number one before. Yes. Just Rey Mysterio, Chris Benoit, these guys are all they can all get it done in the ring, and they show why, because they're in there for an hour. They wouldn't be otherwise. Vince McMahon surprisingly lasted a really long time.
He did.
But that's because he sat down at the commentator's desk.
Yeah, he hopped out of the ring at one point.
I like to call that a very Jerry Lawler-esque strategy.
I think he made that famous in the Battle Royals, hopping out through the middle.
He would always hide
under the ring or something.
I remember him and Doink the Clown had a really like bad feud back in the day or something. And
yeah, no, for
it was comical.
Survivor Series.
Was it Survivor Series?
They had a Survivor Series match where it was Jerry the King Lawler and four midgets versus Doink and four midgets.
Yeah, it was quite the thing. You can look that up on the WWE Network.
The most 80s wrestling thing ever.
But yeah, it's just the Rumble. It's kind of my favorite time of year because it kicks off the whole WrestleMania.
Yeah,
to WrestleMania.
The hype begins here.
It does. And I think I've already picked like 72 people. And there's only going to be 30 people in it. But we have a women's Royal Rumble this year.
We do. First ever.
So I just want to go around the room here and see our way too early favorites for the Royal Rumble, if we don't mind. I'm going to go to the right this time. Cody Goods, we're going at you first. Start with the women's. Well, just the women's right now, and then we'll go the other way for the men's.
Oh. I'm going to go with Asuka.
Asuka. The undefeated Asuka right now. Mm-hmm. That's fair? That's all you want to say about him? Just...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bruiser.
Three of them.
Three?
You said favorites.
Favorites. Yeah. I've already picked 72 people myself, so like I'm not going to criticize anybody for picking more than one person.
Second fifth pick is Liv Morgan. I want to throw that out there, too.
I love Asuka, Nia, and Becky Lynch.
Oh, yes. The newly returning Becky Lynch.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Showtime.
So, I can see this going one of two ways. I can see that the much-anticipated debut of Rowdy Ronda Rousey makes her debut in the Royal Rumble.
That's definitely...
I mean, they're in talks. They're publicly announcing that they're having talks. They're not even keeping it a secret, really.
TMZ reports that Ronda and her agent were seen out to dinner with Triple H just a few nights ago.
Oh.
That's juicy.
Yes, it is.
Juicy TMZ juice for you guys out there.
I can see that
some of the negotiation going on.
So my thought is, Ronda wins the Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. We go to Elimination Chamber down the road.
Mm-hmm.
We've had our first Money in the Bank women's ladder match. We've had our first women's Royal Rumble. I think it's about time we have our first women's Elimination Chamber.
Love it. Love where you're going with that.
And I believe that Asuka will win that match, leading us up into the grandest stage of them all. Asuka's first WrestleMania as champion versus Ronda Rousey, the contender.
Ooh.
This is going to be high up on the card, boys.
No doubt.
I believe that there's a real chance of that happening. That would be a great match. Asuka has proven to be arguably the best submissions female wrestler we've seen in the company ever.
The trend there.
So then to put her up against an MMA fighter, it makes sense. They could have a technical classic. Assuming that doesn't happen, Asuka wins the Rumble. Goes on to fight Bliss at Mania for the
Real quick, back to what you were saying. Based on what you're saying, Ronda Rousey's going to go to Raw.
Ronda Rousey, yes, on.
And then Alexa Bliss would.
Alexa Bliss would lose the title at Elimination Chamber to Asuka.
Okay, it's interesting. Now, at the Rumble, do you feel like Ronda Rousey's going to throw Asuka out of the ring? Because
that would be a good build.
It would be a really good build.
Because
there's a big difference between being eliminated from a battle royal and a pinfall submission loss.
Sure, no,
like,
it
there's still like that asterisk.
It definitely
there.
Doesn't count as a loss when you lose a Royal Rumble. That said, Ronda Rousey's already going to come in to much fanfare. Mm-hmm. But if you want to get the fire under everybody, have her toss out the undefeated Asuka.
That's good. That's really good. Now that you said all that, that's really cool. But I personally, my way too early Royal Rumble pick is somebody who's not even in the company right now also, and that's Gail Kim. Because Gail Kim, if she comes back, which I really want her to, I feel like she would be the one to set up, like I was saying, for Ronda Rousey. Just throw Asuka out, build that there, and just send her over there. And I think that Gail Kim versus Alexa Bliss at WrestleMania would be a really, really good match. Because their styles would just, like, help each other out really good. I want to see it be magical. Definitely see a figure four on the pole. I'm just saying.
Sure.
I'm just saying.
Something else worth considering, I guess, now I'm thinking about it, is maybe Rousey comes in, wins the Rumble, but decides to go to SmackDown instead, and we have...
Well, that's the thing.
We have the queen of women's wrestling, Charlotte.
You cannot overlook Charlotte.
No.
She's box office gold.
As I'm sitting here, it would also... That might... I believe Asuka versus Rousey would be the match I'd rather see, but through a historical standpoint, Charlotte versus Rousey might look better in the history books.
I feel like that's what they want to do, which Ronda Rousey may be at the Rumble and announce that she's in or something, but she may not actually enter the Rumble.
That could be a thing as well. It leads up to the Four Horsemen versus the Four Horsemen thing they've presented. I don't know if there's any major plans to do that. But four horsemen of MMA versus the four horsemen of wrestling.
Yeah.
We saw hints of that at the Mae Young Classic.
Yeah, so speaking, this is all speculation. I love it. Go ahead.
Speaking of Mae Young, I think a lot of wrestling fans miss her dearly. There is this Women's Rumble has actually made me miss her a lot more, because I wish wholeheartedly she could be a surprise entry.
Oh, dude!
And come down to the ring and just throw someone over and like have them freak out. That sounds like my 2004 watching wrestling makes me. I used to love when she'd come out and just do silly things, and that just seems like the most, like, just she'd come out and throw over whomever.
You could put her back with Mark Henry, just like do anything ridiculous.
The just announced his retired Mark Henry, actually.
Oh, I knew it was coming, though.
Apparently he announced it a few months ago, but for some reason it just broke on the internet like 2 days ago.
I was only when they announced it that one time.
When he tagged John Cena, that was fantastic.
I was there, dude. It was so good. But, all right, that's... enough hearsay for the women's division. I love it. It's big, big, big thing happening here. It's history, really. Never been done before. But now let's move on to the men's. And way too early picks for that. My first pick was Baron Corbin. I said that like season 3, like episode like 1, I'm sure. And if that doesn't happen, my second first pick is right now Triple H. Just because... that's just what happens in the WWE. They just like continuously push like the McMahons and the Helmsleys and
beyond just being a jaded wrestling fan. Do you see that storyline going anywhere? Like Triple H winning. Where do you think it would lead? Or are we just being a little too snarky for our own good at this point?
They just like putting him and Brock together.
Yeah,
Triple H and Brock have a history of doing that.
They do that, don't they?
Like. Yeah, I just see them doing that.
He put that Kimura lock over hard when they fought that time.
That was good.
He came out in like that, like
the brace,
that big old arm brace. Yeah, after.
They did a really good sell job on that, and then they brought Shawn Michaels in and everything.
Yeah, and broke Kimura on him, broke his arm.
Yeah, so good. But in my heart of hearts, I want like Heath Slater to win. Like if Heath Slater to win the Royal Rumble, that'd be the biggest upset.
It's already been a banner year for 3MB. Like let's be honest, yeah. McIntyre NXT champion, Jinder,
WWE champion.
Heath Slater Royal Rumble winner, go on to beat Brock for the Universal title in Mania.
He was a tag team champion with Rhino. I think early on in the year,
first ever SmackDown WWE SmackDown. Tag team champion.
Exactly.
Rhino.
Credit where credit is.
He's got kids, man.
He's got kids. Now he's got a resume. It's great. I love it. Good job, Heath Slater. Please win the Royal Rumble. You'll be my hero. And if not him, Kofi freaking Kingston, because of what he does in the Royal Rumble. Like everybody's all like, what's Kofi going to do? Like, how about win the damn thing? You're like, that's what I'm saying. Because New Day rocks. Xavier Woods, new U.S. champion. Kofi Kingston, winner of the Royal Rumble. Big E Langston. I don't know. Give him a shot at AJ.
That makes me wonder. So what is everyone's favorite, Royal Rumble shenanigan, like, to save yourself from getting eliminated? Kofi would do, or John Morrison used to do. What's everybody's favorite of that?
Oh, I was going to say, my favorite gimmick was Mick Foley coming down.
With the three.
Multiple times the three for each faces. Personality. Yeah, Dude Love, Cactus Jack, Mankind came out three different times. That was wonderful.
That was awesome. Yeah.
That's been in the rules in true pro wrestling fashion. But the handstand that Kofi did, that one I really liked.
Good. I like that one.
Using JBL's chair.
Yeah, didn't he pogo stick?
He pogoed his way out. Landing, like you were saying, the Morrison thing, landing on the barricade. And
he just hung there. He hung there for a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like Spider-Man stuck to that wall.
Mm-hmm.
Phoenix and the Great Khali.
Yes. Oh, she made out hard and Beth eliminated him.
Threw him over.
Yeah, so good. I remember that. The Punjabi Playboy? Oh, man, it's good stuff.
Didn't Adam Rose... No, it wasn't Adam Rose, but his Rosebuds were at ringside. I think, was it Kofi that got thrown? Someone got thrown out, and the Rosebuds just, body surfed him around the ring and then threw him back in. Yeah. I can't remember who that was. Tweet me at Showtime Schultz if you remember. I'd love to hear about it.
Me too, because that's just a great Royal Rumble moment. That's great stuff. Did we talk about surprise entrance yet?
No, we haven't even gone through everybody's picks.
You're going this way, then this way.
Yeah.
All right. So, am I done picking? I think I'm done picking.
All right. I'm sure if you tune in before the Royal Rumble, Trebuchet will have at least 25 more picks.
Yeah, please do. I think we're probably going to do a Saturday show and then the pay-per-view show.
We'll have
a pre-show and then a pre-show. It'll be fun.
So I have to mention, much to Trebuchet's chagrin, I believe that Dolph Ziggler Trebuchet has left the building.
He
has lost his smile and dropped the belt. I am now the official host of this podcast. Oh, and he's going to come in here and super kick me now.
I'm just going to give you the shocked look. The typical, no, you didn't. The Booker T, big eyes.
Yeah, that's right.
Ziggler. Relinquish the U.S. title, but go ahead.
I believe him winning the U.S. title is something of an upset, and then just dropping it, he's got a real shot to come back at the Royal Rumble, and if he doesn't win it, he will at least eliminate someone very high name from it, sending him to WrestleMania to fight whomever he eliminates. So
to make him try and steal the show,
maybe. I could see Shinsuke being on fire in the Rumble, building up several eliminations, getting close to the record. Ziggler comes in and just tosses him out unceremoniously. So assuming Ziggler doesn't win, I believe when he does enter the Rumble, that's not an if, that's a when he enters the Rumble.
Oh no!
It will set him up for whatever he's doing at Mania.
Oh, I'm gonna get heated.
anyone else that I feel like really has momentum? I think Balor might have something.
Balor's got a lot of momentum.
Balor still hasn't got his one-on-one rematch for the Universal title.
And this match is just set up for Balor to win, too. He just reunited with the Bullet Club.
Yeah, he's definitely got some momentum. And then, as much as I hate to say it, there's always the Roman factor.
Always a Roman factor.
It's been rumored.
The only thing that slows him down is him having the Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah, well, he's set to defend against The Miz on the 25th anniversary of Raw, so we'll see whether that's even still a factor.
Awesome. But yeah, if he drops the Intercontinental Championship, I will immediately jump on the Roman train.
Sure.
So long as he's got it, I won't pick him. I won't pull that with the United States champion.
You don't think the WWE put both titles on Roman? You don't think that happened?
I don't think so. I don't think it would make good box office for WrestleMania is what I don't think. Just based on their recent love of the triple main event that they would just But then again,
every match is a main event at WrestleMania.
You never say never because, you know, the Warrior fought Hogan back in the day. It was Intercontinental Champion versus WWE Champion.
Seth Rollins defended the U.S. title and the WWE title in one night when he held them both.
Oh, yeah. Right. So it's not unheard of. I just don't see it happening.
Sure. How about you, Brooke?
I always have to go with Balor.
You're going Balor Club.
And Roman.
And Roman. Okay, that's fair.
Are they going to win together like Luger and classic brain fart? Who were the Royal Rumble winners from way back when? It was Luger and...
I don't know.
I'm like,
thing is, both of them have like factions behind them now to help keep them in.
That's true.
Because they're going to work Brett? Together.
Yeah.
Bret Hart. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm okay with this. Like, I wouldn't be... Like, obviously, Roman would, like, fight Brock, is what I'm saying. But if you guys can't tell, I'm obviously picking Brock for the triple threat coming up in the Royal Rumble.
I think that's almost a done deal.
It's pretty much
a
shoo-in. I won't be surprised if Braun wins, but I'll get into that later.
Sure.
I was going to go with Finn, like a lot of other people already said. And then Rusev, maybe?
Rusev
is crazy over.
Crazy
right now.
Over.
Happy Rusev Day to everyone.
Happy Rusev Day. Yeah, I didn't want to like be rude. We need to throw that out there.
And then Braun.
Yes, that's really interesting point I was gonna bring up. Like, do we see anybody wrestling in a match earlier on in the night winning the Royal Rumble? Braun Strowman's a really good pick.
I know. Yeah.
Because I could see him losing the match but not getting the pinfall like decision.
Yeah, not getting pinned.
Yeah,
as we were talking before the show, we all think Kane's gonna lose.
Kane is eating the pin at the Royal Rumble. I believe that wholeheartedly. I'm actually impressed Kane is even still working at this point. I think he's he has to be the longest working guy in the roster.
Tenured currently. Guy, yeah.
Yeah, he has to be, right?
Besides Triple H, obviously.
Yeah, that doesn't... Actually, Kane's been there longer.
Has he been there longer?
Kane, good old Isaac Yankum. He's been working for the WWE forever, the Christmas creature.
Oh, my God. Throwing out all the old gimmicks.
Both Kane and the WWE Universe.
92 in the indie circuit. So, yeah, he's been doing it for a while. I don't know when he made WWE to be, but yeah.
But yeah, he's great. He's great for the product. He really is. Because, like, he can go in there with anybody and just get it done. He can talk. He can wrestle.
He still moves so well for a guy his size after all these years.
You
think his knees would be dust at this point.
Yeah. Not afraid to mix it up with anybody. But, okay, what were we talking about there? Main event. Oh, yeah. Surprise entrance. Let's get into this now. What were some of our favorite surprise entrants in the Royal Rumble history? Like, most memorable ones are, like, I remember Triple H coming back, and he, like, he was cheered by the crowd, and, like, it surprised the hell out of me, because he was such a heel for so long.
Yeah.
But it was after
we talking
really
about,
bad...
Are we talking about the most recent one?
No, when he came
back off injury.
Yeah, off injury one.
In, like, 2002.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going back a ways.
He didn't announce he was going to be in the Royal Rumble before, like, it wasn't really a surprise. He made his return at the Rumble, but I think he showed up a few weeks before, and
I think
he attacked whomever was champ and said, like, I'm going to be in the Royal Rumble.
Okay, well, I remember he was being cheered, and that was like a
it was his first match back, so it was a big deal.
John Cena coming back.
John Cena coming
the
back.
The Madison Square Garden one, yeah, particularly.
There's actually a lot of speculation. He was hurt before that.
Yeah, yeah.
There's actually a lot of speculation that he wasn't hurt nearly as bad as they said he was.
Yeah, because they kept saying...
To set that up.
He came back too soon.
Yeah, they said he was supposed to be out for something like 8 or 10 months and came back at like 5.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I didn't expect to see him. And then he won it too.
Yeah, it was the first time someone had won at number 30.
Yeah.
But yeah, that actually... That image of him kind of standing there with his head down with the hat on at 30 coming out of the thing, that's one of the more iconic images related to the Royal Rumble.
You see that every time they talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, you got to talk about it.
One of my favorites is actually when Chris Jericho returned at number 1 a few years back.
Yeah,
I was thinking of that one in particular.
Yeah,
that was
No, oh, yeah, good. Everybody's like, oh, you know, we're all ready for surprise entrances in the Rumble, and then Chris Jericho enters at number one.
I remember screaming a lot. I remember that.
I remember you screaming a lot, too.
Styles entering at number three a few years back.
Yep.
That was a huge pop. I mean, it had been rumored, but, like, no one was ready, and I think people didn't expect him that soon.
No.
He did really well at that Rumble.
And that match, in particular.
One of my favorites, both as a surprise entrance and mostly just because of the moment, was in the 40-man Rumble. Kevin Nash as Diesel comes out. You can hear on the mic Matt Stryker go, "Oh shit!" I don't think Diesel lasted too long in that Rumble.
Yeah,
but then
his knees are blown.
Yeah, well, no, so he got thrown out. But he and Big Show had like a stare down. On his way on the ramp. It was actually like, it was a cool moment, but it kind of led to some pretty meh stuff with Nash, because we didn't see him fight the Big Show.
Yeah.
He went on to do that stuff with CM Punk that fell through.
Mm-hmm.
And then ultimately we had the Triple H versus Sting match that from Mania a few years ago that I really felt was terrible.
Wasn't that like Sting's last match too?
It was, no, he Sting fought Seth after that, and then Seth messed him up.
Okay.
No, the Sting versus Triple H match turned into NWO versus DX.
It turned out more cheesy than WWE
else. Felt the need to flex their muscles on winning a war they'd won 13 years prior to the match.
Yeah. They're like, always remember.
That's right.
Like, we can't forget.
That's right.
We have the network. It's fine.
Yeah.
Here's something. They did this last year. They had a couple NXT call-ups. Do we think of anybody coming up this year?
Well, I don't know a lot about the current NXT because I'm watching it with you. It's sure. 13.
I know Drew McIntyre's down there. Okay. I know Eric Young's down
Drew
there.
Drew McIntyre is on injury. So as much as I'd love to see him come up, he won't be there. EY.
That's a real thing
that could happen.
My name's
Showtime Eric
absolutely.
Young.
Absolutely. Bring Showtime up to the big time. That's what we want.
That's right. I actually don't think we're going to see too many male surprise entrances.
No.
Or NXT call-ups.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we're going to,
it's gonna be on the women's
side, I think Roderick Strong or Cassius Ohno, two high name NXT superstars that really aren't doing a ton down there at the moment.
Yeah.
If anyone's gonna call up from NXT, I think the women's Rumble is where you're gonna see the NXT call ups and the surprise entrances this year. I think every active woman on the roster is entered in the Rumble, and we've only got like 15 or 16 entrances.
Right.
So we definitely have some spots to fill.
Okay.
My picks for that, I believe, my girls, the iconic duo, Billie Kay and Peyton Royce, will definitely be making an impact.
I'll get there, everybody. I'm in 2013 in my NXT. I'll get there. I'm binge watching it.
You're
hard.
Hoping that Sasha comes up Paige comes up.
This Bailey's gonna be good. Let me tell you.
Alexa, don't get me started.
Yeah. Well, that's.
Surprise entrances for the Women's Rumble, though.
Ember Moon.
Gail Kim.
Ember Moon. We were talking about. She's got the NXT title. I think that would be a great surprise entrance
to
Ember.
To put the Women's NXT champion up there would not be unheard of, right?
No.
That's a good point.
Wasn't Bo Dallas NXT champ when he debuted in the Rumble that time?
I think that's right.
He threw somebody out. He threw Wade Barrett out.
Okay,
and they kind of gave him like a push on the main roster for like 3 weeks. Like, he's not ready. Send him back down.
And now he's just floating around mid-card.
Yeah, no,
kind of jobber status. It's hard to say with Bo.
The sad state of Bo Dallas. I mean, I believe though.
I always have.
All you have to do is believe. any legend? So Gail Kim.
They'll probably have some legends. Trish Stratus. Wouldn't be unheard of her or Lita coming in.
Trish is still like in great shape.
Yeah,
too. I think she does like fitness stuff.
So yeah,
I think she'd be ready at any time. I don't know with Lita's neck the way it is. I don't know if they let her. I don't know if she. I don't know if she could get cleared.
Okay.
I
heard Beth Phoenix is doing commentary now, so it wouldn't be unheard of for her.
Yeah, Beth Phoenix has her foot in the door. It would definitely not be unheard of. her and Natty working together in the Rumble would be a cool little
that
moment.
That makes sense, yeah.
In fact...
Well, Mickey James and Trish Stratus in the Rumble would be, like,
that would
amazing.
Be really cool, but yeah. I think if, because Natty's really trying to step up the heel stuff right now, I feel like her and Beth Phoenix in the Rumble would be, like, a cool moment, and then Natty throws her over
just to
pop the crowd. Like, that would be...
Just be like, oh, boo, Natty.
Yeah, boo. No, I think that would be a cool moment. Yeah. I'd book that right now.
I don't count out Stephanie McMahon putting herself in there either.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
That's one thing. Never count out the McMahons. Like, they love doing that. Like, she has no reason to right now, but it would definitely make things interesting.
The only other one that the internet really seems to want to see, Karma, Awesome Kong, Kaisa.
Oh, yeah. I'm a fan.
Awesome Kong and Gail Kim. Bring them both up.
They've
had some of the best matches in history. That's including the men's matches.
They were doing the Women's Revolution in TNA long before the Women's Revolution ever came.
Absolutely. They were tearing it down. Taryn Terrell was part of that.
Well, this was long. This was even before.
This was early NXT, they were doing that shit.
This was when TNA basically went to Spike for the first time, like in 2004. It was right when Gail Kim had left the company the first time.
Yeah.
Awesome Kong was Amazing Kong coming up on the indies, and they hired both of them. They're basically the only two. You know, I think TNA had Angelina and Velvet at the time.
They had the beautiful people.
Yeah, that was basically their entire women's division. But the first ever TNA women's champion was Gail Kim beating Awesome Kong, and that was a classic.
Yeah,
I mean, I've seen the history DVD. You showed it to me.
Oh yeah,
I remember this.
It's really good. Anytime you want me to bust that out, I will.
Or any TNA DVD. Yeah, like thousands.
I've got a couple of boxes upstairs.
They were giving them away, right?
I believe that. giving the DVDs away
not
with
West sale.
Yes,
like
right. Giving the DVDs
for a dollar.
Giving the DVDs away, like we're giving the tickets away.
shots fired. Do better, TNA. That's all I'm saying.
Please do better, please.
I want to root for your company. I really do.
I'd like to root for that company if I knew what it was being called this week.
But, all right, switching gears here a little bit from all the Battle Royal and Royal Rumble stuff here. If we're all done talking about that. Anybody else got anything to say about that?
No? I think
we're good. We'll move on to the breast wrestler, as I like to call her, Miss Paige.
Are you proud of what you just said?
Yeah.
A little bit. It was a very titillating phrase.
If you go back to season 3, you will hear it. If you go back to season 2, you will hear it. If you go back to season 1,
boom,
you will hear it.
Okay, I'm done. But anyways, it's sad news in Paige land. She had an injury on a house show.
Yes.
And she is no longer going to be cleared to wrestle.
It's what
maybe forever. It's what it sounds like. Yeah. Wow. At least for WWE.
Yeah. So I've been reading. I looked in. I actually sent you a text message talking about the other day.
Yeah. You actually sent me a link to the injury.
Yeah.
Which we'll throw up.
So,
I saw that. Yeah.
So she had just gotten back off of her neck and back injury. I'm hearing she has spinal stenosis, which is what retired Edge. And it's also what Sheamus is currently working with.
That was the saddest news. I didn't know about Sheamus. Sheamus is one of the hardest workers in WWE.
He's about one bad blow away from being done, too, I think.
Oh, man.
That's speculation, but that's what I'm hearing. So Paige has just come back, had only been back for a few months, really getting some momentum with Absolution. I'm really liking what her, Mandy
like
Rose, and Sonya have been doing, she took long story short, she threw Sasha into a corner, turn around to, you know, do something to the crowd. Sasha pops up in the corner and gives her a drop kick to the back.
Yeah.
They both go down. Paige tries for about 30 seconds to get back to her feet and can't, you know, stumbling around. Ref throws up the X, and she made it out of the ring on her own power. She was on Raw the next week as a manager role, not involved in the action, but she was at ringside for Absolution. And then it came out that they'd been doing tests. Everyone was hoping it was just a stinger and that she was going to be okay.
Right.
But it sounds like WWE has no intention of clearing her in the future. It's also come out in the past few hours that the rumors are that her doctor didn't even want to her non-WWE doctor did not even want to clear her this time.
Oh, okay.
He said she had no business being in the ring
before,
prior to this injury.
Okay.
And then for her to get injured again so soon in the same way, it sounds like WWE doctors are just not gonna be going for it. Mm-hmm. It's really sad. She's only 25.
Yeah. As far as wrestling experience goes, though, she's a grizzled vet at
age 25.
She has had some matches in there, but it was really bad whiplash effect, essentially, is what it looked like. And you were bringing up, like, in our text conversations, that now there's, like, a taboo on kicks to the back.
Yeah, no, it's in the past few months, we've been talking about, why are we kicking each other in the back?
You can't see it coming.
You can't see it coming, and the whiplash effect is really the problem that we're being presented with, mm-hmm. is these guys are hurting their necks because they can't get ready for the shot.
Well, like, it's one thing to, like, suplex somebody from behind because you can feel them, like, you know they're there.
Yeah, and you can position as you're being thrown through the air, you can tuck your neck in the proper way, mm-hmm. but you don't have an opportunity to brace for the kick before it happens.
Yeah.
You're
just, like, dead weight. And then your weight goes one way.
I would not be surprised if in the near future we don't see kicks to the back in any way. So this was Sasha kind of, like, popped. She pulled herself up in the corner and stuck her feet in her back.
Yeah.
Which isn't a spot you usually see ever. The one you usually see is the person will be, like, they'll go for, like, a takeover, and the person will be sitting.
Yeah.
And the guy will drop kick him in the back.
Right, right.
Which is a little better, but still pretty...
Pretty vicious. Yeah. Every time I see, like, you know, they do, like, a snapmare, and then they'll go and do it again to him, like, just like, oh, man, that's really hard on the neck, and...
Yeah, and then Paige already having a very bad neck. I guess she had scoliosis and spinal stenosis and another injury so soon.
Not looking good.
Yeah. She posted on Instagram saying that her quote was that the comeback is always greater than the setback. So I'm hoping she's in a good mindset. Paige has had one of the hardest years, I think, a pro wrestler has had between everything that's happened to her,
off stage and off,
behind the scenes, and there's no real reason to go into the rumor mill and everything, but I would say that she seems like a good person, and she's definitely been through a lot, and I think I speak for everybody at the podcast when you say that, you know, thoughts are with her.
Yeah. Well, Bruiser, you watch a lot of Total Divas, like, and
funny enough you just mentioned that, because I'm on season 6, like, halfway through the season,
uh-huh.
and they're just about to split the brands, and Paige is not cleared because of her neck problem.
Interesting. Oh, wow. Wow, that's, like, really good foreshadowing for sure. But, like, we've talked about this before, like, Paige, like, she just seems like she's really young with her decision-making. Like, I remember an episode in particular, like, she was riding around on a motorcycle or a dirt bike or something, and she took a bad spill there, and it's just like, oh, my Lord, why would you, like, take those risks or whatever, but, you know,
she's young.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
Jeff Hardy had similar problems when he was about that age. He did something on, like, an ATV one time and, like, broke his leg, yeah, like, in the middle of a push.
Oh, no, he was TNA champion.
Was it TNA champion?
Yeah. They showed it on TNA so many times.
Really? Like, oh, that was old. Yeah. Then he would have been older than I. Yeah, I'm thinking
it was younger. It was more recent than you think.
Yeah, okay, that was crazy.
Yeah, Jeff Hardy was...
They had to change the whole storyline because of it. They were clearly not ready for it.
But, yeah, I feel really bad for Paige because, like, she seems like, you know, she has good intentions and everything. It's just, you know, luck and life and all that stuff.
I think that British style is really hard on those guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's Sheamus, Cesaro.
That ultra physical British style. We're even seeing it in...
I can't believe William Regal's still standing.
Like, yeah, no, he's also not cleared to compete anymore. I believe that's why he is
the commissioner of NXT right now.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yes, he does a great job. He's a great authority figure. I've always liked him, and
I've always liked him.
He's one of the funniest people in WWE. Just like when you listen to him talk. There was a DVD. It was like the top 50 incidents in WWE history. And they cover the one where Snitsky punts the baby into the crowd.
Oh my god, that was one of the.
But
my
favorite part of that is they're interviewing these guys, like, best weekend ever style, and they interview William Regal, and he goes, "Maybe it's just me being an old villain, but I thought that was hilarious."
Oh, that's right up there with Mae Young giving birth to a hand. It's right up there.
Like, yeah. Please stop giving birth in wrestling.
It never works out good.
Yeah.
Like, all right, but yeah, that's our injury portion of this. And now let's go into something a little happier. The mixed match bracket here.
I made two.
The bracket's so great, he made it twice.
I don't know what. Yes. Wow,
I punted that one.
That's one hell of a segue there, Showtime. Are you proud of what you just said there?
Oh, no, it's not. I've stumbled through three jokes in a row.
So is this for the?
Yes, we are officially going to put up the Money in the Bank.
I don't know where it went.
Briefcase, which we will find before next show.
Yes.
Do you guys have a Money in the Bank?
We have a paper out, folded.
6 inches.
Very well.
And
Patty Patterson made it.
The winner of that basically can cash in at any time. And basically what we do is it's aces and eights in the inside the briefcase. So we basically do one showdown hand of Texas Hold'em. The guy with the Money in the Bank gets the aces. And champion gets the eights, and you run one hand.
You effectively have approximately 80% chance of winning.
Which is what we determined was the actual ratio for the actual Money in the Bank at the time. That
sounds right.
Yeah. So we do that, and you basically, when you're catching, you just have to scream aces and eights. At least that's the way I did it last time.
But back when the aces and eights were a thing.
Yeah. That was a whole TNA.
I think you guys were like the two guys watching that.
We watched the DVD sets upstairs, man. We watched TNA hardcore up until about 7 months before Jeff and Matt Hardy came back. So we missed like a little bit of their history or beforehand.
No, I saw Matt's wife and their kid and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw a lot. Just before Matt got broken is when I stopped
It got
watching.
To the point where they didn't know if he was even going to be on the next week. And so we're just like,
you know,
it.
That was...
It got really
there
bad.
Was
it fell off a cliff in like 6 months.
It wasn't even in high definition where I could get it, so I stopped watching it. That is really what happened. Yeah.
That was the thing is, that, like, every week they're like, is there even going to be, is it even going to be on? Spike was running the wrong weeks sometimes.
Yeah,
like, they were running reruns for some reason.
Yeah, because they were in negotiation and they were like, when they moved to Pop, and we couldn't even get it, like you said, in HD and stuff, so we just stopped watching it.
Exactly. But
and now Matt's woken in WWE.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Yeah. Love woken Matt Hardy.
Yeah, it seems like the lawsuit that they had been settled somehow. But yeah, we've got woken Matt.
And he's feuding with Bray Wyatt, which is just so good. So good. Those two just going back and forth. Really I love good. It. Like if you just read like the words, like,
yeah,
like,
I want to read a transcript.
What? Yeah, like
next episode, if I'm around, I want to read a transcript of some of Matt's stuff.
So it's gonna be
I'm gonna really enunciate it.
we should do a thing where we just go to random drive-thrus in the area and just like order as woken Matt.
That sounds brilliant.
Bringing it across the city, you better watch out.
But yes, back to the mixed match bracket. Sorry about that. I went on a little tangent there, everybody. But the WWE has officially teamed up men and women in tag teams and put a bracket together. And every Tuesday, they're going to have one match, is it?
One match a week.
One match a week. And they're going to do this until they have a mixed match winner. But you need to note that there is a second chance fan vote. So if your team loses, they can be voted back in by the fans.
I'm pretty sure the rule is the first two rounds. I couldn't get a explicit thing that said that. I looked online a bunch. Because that match is going to be the last week of round two, I feel like that's how they're doing it.
It would only make sense. Yeah. I can't imagine there'd be anything other than that.
Okay, but now we're just going to go into picks for this, I think.
I would like you, Trebuchet, to pick one of these. I filled out two, and you get to pick face down which one I'm going to use.
Let's go with this one.
Okay. I want the shit on it. I don't know what this is. It's like scrap paper. All right. Okay, the one I originally filled out.
Go ahead, Cody Goats. You may take the helm here because I'm going to fill this out really quick here. Mm-hmm.
I will bring up what I picked on the other one just briefly before at the end. But okay, so there's 12 competitors because of this fan vote. So it's like the number of rounds is a 16 team bracket. You would see, any kind of bracketing. So because of this, we are having each round be worth 24 points. So picks in round one are worth 4 points each. Correct picks for round two are worth 6 points each. And then round three is doubled to 12. And then the champion, if you get it right, is worth 24 points. So you can really screw up a bunch of picks from the beginning and still end up winning if you just have the right champion. Because there's not, I don't know how many people are going to get on. That's probably like maybe 5 to 10, 12. I don't know. We have until Tuesday.
Who knows?
Thanks.
No problem.
In round one, we have Finn Balor and Sasha Banks. This is right on the top of the bracket. I believe this is week one. And then Shinsuke Nakamura and Natalya as teams. I went with Finn Balor. I don't know if are we going to go around with picks?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Another tidbit. It's going to be on Facebook Watch, which I'm trying to figure out if I can get that on a TV or do I have to watch it on the computer?
I think you probably have to watch it on the computer.
Well, then I will plug my computer into my TV.
That's your HDMI ports.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm assuming at some point they'll put it on the WWE Network. Maybe in its entirety.
Can you Chromecast from Facebook?
I don't think they will. So it sounds like WWE is trying to try other media.
Facebook's paying them for this.
Yeah, Facebook is paying.
Like, I don't know if you've ever clicked this button on Facebook next to the newsfeed. It's got like episodes of like reality shows and stuff. Oh. It's really crazy.
Yeah, Facebook is
trying to push watching TV on.
Yeah, Facebook's trying a new thing, and I think having WWE on it will be one of those things.
That is like a good thing to do. Because
by putting it on the network, I think would violate whatever kind of deal they have. Maybe when this is long over,
they'll possibly post it back
5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
Sure,
give it 5 to 10.
They'll have a So that'd be cool to watch that on there. Okay, I picked Finn. Are we just gonna go round by round?
You got the helm.
I'll do the rounds. I'll announce my first round, and then we'll go and talk about each first round pick. Okay. Then The Miz and Asuka are going up against Big E and Carmella. I picked The Miz and Asuka because they're pushing Asuka hard. Then we have Strowman and Bliss versus Sami Zayn and Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch just came back. We saw on SmackDown a couple weeks ago. I like Strowman and Bliss. I find that team interesting because I find this whole tournament interesting because I don't know how much they're going to stick to what is currently going on in the story. If they're going to try and make it its own little story within the storylines, I don't know.
It's interesting because it's one match a week and we're going to go 12 or 13 weeks.
Exactly. I feel like that leaves a lot of
storylines are going to change, and injuries can happen.
That's
so like,
exactly
this,
true,
this
too.
Is,
like,
this, is, yes. this is going to be really interesting to see how this works. Like, this could be a great new opportunity for WWE for a new medium, or this could fall flat on its face if, like, two people get injured at some point during this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, so you have three people on three different teams. That's, like, a lot of this. Right?
Yeah, you'd have to do all. As it stands, I'm sorry for interrupting, but Bayley, we were to vote on Bayley's partner, and Samoa Joe won the votes, but it was injured on Raw,
so they
which is why she's using Elias.
Yep.
Elias got the second amount.
Okay, so where was I? Oh, yeah. Then Goldust and Alicia Fox are going up against Jimmy Uso and Naomi. I went with Goldust and Fox because I'm a Goldust guy. Then Elias and Bayley, like you just said, versus Rusev and Lana, and I went with Rusev and Lana. And then, lastly, Apollo Crews and Nia Jax versus Bobby Roode and Charlotte Flair, Team Robe. And I went with Team Robe.
Team Robe.
like Bobby that. Roode and Woo! Charlotte Flair.
Did you guys see them change robes?
Yeah, yeah. I was just going to ask if you'd seen that. Yeah,
Roode did not fit. I'm just saying. Yeah. where's the rest of the robe?
Big guy, little coat.
That was a fun moment. And I also like the way that... is Carmella on this?
Carmella's with Big E.
Yeah, I was going to say, the way that she selected her partner was really good, too.
All right, Trebuchet, let me know your round one picks now.
All right, I got Balor Banks.
I'm sorry, who was your... Oh, so we're only doing the first round. Continue.
Yeah, first round, then we're going to go back around and do round two.
I got Balor Banks, and then I got Miz Asuka, Strowman Bliss, The Usos, Rusev Day, because that's going to move on.
It's just Jimmy Uso. I find it funny. I googled which one it was because I didn't know. I was a little unsure.
It's the one
she was married
to. It's the one she's married to.
So I Google Naomi and it says on Google, I'm like the people related to Naomi. It says The Usos' spouse, and I'm like, it's not The Usos.
Yeah, she's not married to both of them.
Yeah.
And then I got Roode and Flair moving on as well. That's my whole first round of winners.
Chad, what's
sure. I have Baylor Banks, Miz Asuka, Strowman Bliss, Jimmy and Naomi. I have Elias and Bayley. I don't think Rusev and Lana are gonna do it.
However, if I stand to be wrong anywhere, I think that's probably where it'll be. Rude and Flair. Mm.
Okay.
For the first round?
Yep, first round.
I have Balor and Banks winning against Shin and Natty. Miz surprise. Asuka winning against Big E and Carmella. Strowman and Bliss winning against Zayn and Lynch. Uso and Naomi versus Goldust and Alicia Fox going with the married couple there. Same with Rusev and Lana. And then Team Robes.
Yes. Did everybody pick Team Robes, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's interesting because you did mention we've got two married couples here. And then Natty's also on Total Divas. Who's on the cast of Total Divas right now? Because I don't watch
it. The Miz.
Carmella.
I think.
Yeah, the Miz is on there.
This seems like a vehicle to push
Total Divas?
Total Divas a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see really? Bliss on there. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, no, I think everybody on Total Divas is on this list, and we've got two
is
married.
Is Becky on?
They Total could Divas? Really heavy backstage this.
Yet.
For Total Divas.
They definitely.
Because that would fit the ability to make the storylines work, if they just tie it more into Total Divas storyline.
I'm calling this right now. This is a vehicle to push Total Divas.
Okay. I like that.
Maybe they'll get Total Divas on Facebook Watch Andy. Ooh.
That could be. Oh, well, actually, assuming it makes sense because if this Facebook Watch thing takes off, they might be willing to offer WWE a better deal.
It seems
to
like carry, reality to, shows work.
Yeah,
on it, too,
it seems like so. They might offer WWE a better deal to carry Total Divas than E, especially if this works out successfully for both Facebook and WWE. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then let's do round two. Say the winners of the three matches, and then say. Out of those people, now that we said who are out, who the fan vote you have is. I have Miz and Asuka beating Balor and Banks, so that's that top third of the bracket. Then in the middle third, I have Strowman and Bliss defeating Goldust and Alicia Fox. Goldust got one win. He ain't getting one more.
I like that team, Goldust and Alicia Fox.
I think it's a good team, too.
They're both crazy.
Eccentric. This bracket that you picked is more of the one
that's
I want to
it.
Happen. Like, out of my two brackets, this one's like the stuff I want to have happen more than the stuff I thought might happen. Yeah. So
Goldust is crazy relevant in WWE currently. Even the past month, his relevancy has really picked up.
He was a cruiserweight at one point.
Yeah,
that was cool.
He was wrestling with Cedric. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really interesting what they're doing with him.
Then on the bottom third, I have Rusev and Lana beating Rude and Flair. However, then Rude and Flair get the fan vote.
Ooh, it's a rematch.
Then it'll be a rematch, and we'll talk about what I do with that after we talk about what you have, Cody. Okay.
For you and me, the top is the same. I've got Miz and Asuka over Balor and Banks. Then after that, I've got Strowman and Bliss over the Usos because I had the Usos moving on. Moving onward, Team Robes is going to beat Rusev and Lana. And then my fan vote, which was a really hard thing for me to eliminate in the first place, was Sami Zayn and Becky Lynch.
I thought about using them.
I feel like they're going to come back, and then they're going to do stuff like wrestling, the Rudes and the Flares.
We both kind of teased, kind of did it. Right, Chad?
I've got Miz and Asuka, Strowman and Bliss, and then I have... Charlotte and Bobby Roode. And then I really like that idea. I believe that Sammy and Becky will come back to fight Bobby and Charlotte.
Cool.
Which could be the match that steals this entire contest.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
That could be a match of the year.
Just
candidate.
On paper, and I am looking at it on paper. It looks really good.
All right, Brooke.
So, you know, you guys have me conflicted.
I love this.
I too, have got Miz and Asuka winning, Strowman and Bliss winning, Rude and Flair winning. But you guys, them constantly wanting to put Charlotte and Becky against each other breaks my heart.
Oh, no, that's true.
Like, I know their beef is good television, but it breaks my heart. They are best friends, and I love it. So my fan vote is going to be Naomi and Jimmy Uso.
That's fair. That's fair. I like them. They're good together. They're married.
All right, now we'll just...
Good wrestlers. I'd see the match. You know what I mean?
Did you know that they're all fighting for charities?
I did hear that. I didn't catch who everybody's charities were, but I did hear
the
that.
The one that stuck in my head is the Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, that's huge in the WWE.
That's true. Yeah.
I know. I did. The only one I saw was is that Shinsuke and Natty are wrestling for Make a Wish. Was the only one I saw.
That's cool. Maybe that'll.
I may change my picks next week based on the charities.
Yeah, based on the charity. So it's actually
Special
Olympics. Is anyone Connor's cure?
I don't know.
I would have pushed super hard.
That would make me. In fact, if we were just looking at charities, whoever's Connor's cure, it has to be the favorite.
Up now.
Yeah. All right. Let's just go all the way to the end. Let's talk about who we have in the final two and who we have winning it all.
Okay.
Or I guess technically final four because there's two people on each team. All right. Strowman and Bliss, I have defeating Miz and Asuka. That is actually on the website, the fan favorite. According to, I filled out the poll while I was trying to figure out the research, and they were just...
Strowman and Bliss are the favorites
Bliss are the favorites to win, according to the people, but people don't mean shit. On another bracket, that's why I picked them for the fan vote.
Christopher Goad going heel at everybody. The people don't mean shit.
I know, he sounds like me. Like.
Then I have Rude and Flair winning the rematch. Rusev and Lana are going to be so pissed because they're going to go 1-1 against them. Have a legit gripe for a rubber match and not be able to get it because it's a bracketed format. And then that's going to propel Rude and Flair to win the whole thing.
You got team robes all the
way. I will briefly discuss my other bracket with Rusev and Lana winning. This one I thought was more favorite on couples, which would make sense if it was tied in the Total Divas a little more. I have Miz and Asuka, Uso and Naomi, Rusev, Lana, Strowman and Bliss coming back, fan vote, like I said, and then it was Rusev and Lana beating Uso and Naomi to win.
Okay, thank you for that.
I'm not using that one.
Thank you for that. Irrelevant information.
Irrelevant.
But, all right, in this, I've got Miz and Asuka taking on Strowman and Bliss. Obviously, Miz and Asuka are coming on because, like Cody Goad said, the humanoids do not matter. I will never pick based on what they want. And because Asuka's still undefeated and The Miz is awesome, I don't see this team not working together.
Yeah, this makes sense.
Not to mention the Maryse effect on the outside. I know she's pregnant right now, but I'm just saying, I'm not.
I mean, she's not going to be pregnant in 12 weeks.
I know, that's what I mean.
Yeah, basically. that's like a week 14 match.
That's what I mean. With The Miz, Taraj, and Maryse. Like, this is going to be a tough team to beat.
See, it's going to end.
How long this tournament's going to go, that kid might be interfering in the match.
Or Maxwell's getting it.
Oh, my Lord. Right. Throwing out the TNA references. And then on the other half, I've got Rude and Flair taking on Zayn and Lynch. And then I've got Sami Zayn and Becky Lynch upsetting Team Robes here. Mm-hmm. Setting up a Miz Asuka, Sami Zayn, Becky Lynch match for the finals. And obviously, The Miz and Asuka are going to reign supreme and be awesome and win the first ever mixed match ever.
I mean, I should have. When I look at this bracket, I really should have just been like, I think you're understanding Asuka, and then you have The Miz on it. I should have just known that without even you talking.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
I have Strowman and Bliss. Moving on, I have them beating Miz and Asuka, and it's important to note that I think throughout the beginning rounds, Asuka's gonna be doing the hard work. Miz is gonna play. Yes. is gonna be playing the ego. My guess is that at some point in the match versus Strowman and Bliss, Miz is gonna steal a tag somewhere and get himself in a spot where like he pisses off Asuka. He's gonna go for the tag and she's not gonna be there. And he's going to get demolished. So it's not going to be Asuka who eats the pin. In fact, she's going to be over as a face for betraying The Miz.
Oh,
it's going to be Miz's ego that costs the team.
No, don't say that.
Yeah, I know. Oh, Trebuchet's going to walk out again.
Oh, man.
Something I didn't think about with Strowman and Bliss that I was just thinking about now is kind of the inverse of that. You're going to have Bliss, I feel like, not trying to do any of the work at all.
No, that's very fair. I'm really, like, digging their chemistry.
Yeah.
Bliss and Strowman. It's just,
he's huge. She's got such the attitude that he needs. Like,
it's like aesthetically pleasing to just look at, like, this 7-foot guy and this... There's 2 feet of difference. And she just looks so done with all of it all the time. I also, so I have Rude and Flair versus Sammy and Becky. Rude and Flair are going to win that, and I believe Rude and Flair win the whole thing.
Team Robes for two of the brackets so far.
Yeah, I believe they have to be the favorite. I'm sad to hear the people don't agree with me. I am the people's chump, and that's right. I'm interested to hear that we don't agree, but
I know, I can understand it because Strowman's so dominant and Bliss just gets wins.
Yeah, well,
I get it based on the logic.
It's interesting because Strowman and Bliss appeal to a couple of different markets, like. The hardcore fans, we like him because the hardcore fans love Strowman right now and they love Bliss. But, the casual fans love both of them, too. Like, they're appealing to every sense of the WWE audience currently.
Awesome. Well, all right, Chad, I'm going to go ahead and cut you off here a second. You want to go ahead and give out your final brackets here,
yes.
Bruiser? Because I know you guys are in a hurry.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I just messaged you, actually. I am not going anymore.
Oh.
I'm going elsewhere.
Oh.
Okay.
Sorry, something came up at home. Goodbye, listeners. After my picks.
Yes, get your picks in here.
Where are we? The finals?
The finals, yes.
All right, in the finals, I have Miz and Asuka versus Strowman and Bliss, and of course Strowman and Bliss will win.
Oh, nice.
But not because of Asuka.
Okay. Oh, I'm jumping the gun.
Strowman's going to win. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Strowman's going to beat the Miz, yeah.
Yes.
No.
And then the Rude.
That's what I felt like, too.
And Flair versus my pick of the Uso and Naomi group is going to be Rude and Flair.
Oh, you're still going with Team Rude.
Still going with them. I can't help it.
They're both really good in the ring.
I know I was just talking about charity, and then I thought, but robes.
that is a really good logic,
important.
Yes.
But then when it all comes... Wait, are we going all the way?
Go all the way.
All the way.
Okay, all the way, cool. So for the very last pick, I have with Rude and Flair versus Strowman and Bliss. Strowman to come on top. Strowman and I have come a long way.
You really have.
Year.
He was number one on your
most hated list.
Yes, I know.
Pretty strong for 6 months. I think it was the him versus Kane that really brought me to his side.
Yeah. That's good. It was good. He had a good feud with Roman and stuff going on for a while.
Right.
But yeah.
Braun really has come around, for a lot of people in the past few months. For me, it was when he did that backstage interview reading the Juno script.
you know what's interesting is I think we have, me, you, Chad, all have the same top two.
Strowman and Bliss versus...
Rude and Flair, yeah.
And then, who did you have to win?
Strowman and Bliss.
Strowman and Bliss.
Yeah, I like that.
You're not hitting. All right.
Okay, yeah, so one of us will be eliminated if this actually happens.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Well,
we'll get a few more people to Phillies out, I'm sure, beforehand. That's familiar from the last season.
Absolutely. Well, that's about going to do it for us. We're going to do final thoughts here. We're going to start with the Bruiser because she's on her way out.
Thank you guys for having me. I look so forward to another full year of WWE.
Yes.
Yes.
That was great.
Thanks.
Cody Goads.
The more brackets, the better.
And we are in the heart of college basketball season.
I want to talk about that.
Why not? We have a game today.
No.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling Chris's pain right now,
thank
too.
You, Chad.
I'm just wearing my mask.
I got this kind of deal while I'm watching that.
That game was horseshit.
It was so good. It was so good. But I digress. Brackets are good. Chad, final thoughts?
I'd just like to say that I'm interested to see where this Mixed Match Challenge takes us with intergender wrestling kind of being a hot topic in the indie circuit right now. I think this is WWE kind of dipping their toe into it.
Yeah.
I think that the big thing to be seen is that if we will see any kind of man-on-woman interaction in the tournament, I'm sure it won't be anything crazy because it's WWE, but I think it's WWE seeing how the intergender thing will work, and that's definitely a hot topic in the indies right now. We're having a whole show is based on man versus woman matchups.
Really?
There's one coming up. Joey Ryan is a big proponent.
Oh, I know him.
He's politicking real hard for man versus women wrestling. He's been doing that for a while. I know there's a lot of thoughts about that. Maybe we can cover a little more
I actually think we should make that the main topic for next week.
I will
intergender
be
matches.
Here
intergender matches for the topic next week.
Representing women.
I will
just me.
I will happily have that conversation. And I would like to say that if anyone's listening to this podcast and has anything to say about that topic or any other topic, please tweet
it.
Tweet to me
at Showtime Schultz. That's Schultz is S-H-U-L-T-Z. Or at Trebuchet LOL.
Yes.
We'd love to hear your opinions on that topic or any other topic on the podcast. Chris, do you have?
Business. Yes. You're speaking business. UndisputedPodcast.com, I am going to revamp it to be using some kind of system where you guys, or something that's easy to use that you can upload, and it turns it into an iTunes podcast at the same time. We'll still upload to YouTube.
Yep.
Because it's already there.
Sure.
It's on like the podcast, where we have most of our content anyway.
Or on the website, I'll put things like the link to the page injury and stuff like that on there.
Yeah. Throw links
for other fun stuff.
If you could link to our respective Twitter handles.
Yep, I can do that too.
But please keep sharing to YouTube as well, because that's where I plan to be shilling for this to anybody that'll listen.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Also, I'd like to say that this is my second time on the podcast, and I'm super pumped to be doing it every week.
Every Saturday, yes.
Please, I've only met all you guys recently, but it's very nice to have met you. I'm glad to be involved in this group.
Aww.
You guys are the first, the whole show. That's right.
Wow, you guys, nice job. You guys are great.
I'd like to say that I love all of you, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it.
Okay,
wow.
Trebuchet, that is fair. Take it home. I'm gonna really bring him down.
Yeah, that's right.
He's gonna say something fucking right now.
No. I honestly was gonna start with a gratuitous plug. Be sure to check us out every Saturday in the year of 2018. I'm gonna get it up there every Saturday. If it kills me, I'm gonna be talking about Andy Kaufman next week for sure, because we got intergender stuff going on.
Yep.
Talking about Steven Richards, all of his shenanigans, like, and just all kinds of other great stuff.
We'll show you. You'll see.
Yeah. I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out. I like it. I like that's how we end our show.
To the mildest of